Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Donald J. Trump has ordered all United States flags on government and military properties to be lowered to half staff in memory of His Holiness Pope Francis on the morning after his passing. This order will remain in effect until sunset, the day of the Pope's interment. And so they will speculate on who the possible candidates could be. It is, I guess, the Catholic version of the NFL draft. Okay. I know it's a little more serious. You know what? Let's not be so serious. I want you to have a chance to win tickets to rock the country. You need to text STAR, S-T-A-R, to 20357, and you'll be in the running to win a pair of tickets, two-day tickets, that is, to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. 2 days, May 9th and 10th, Ocala. So text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 20357 for your two-day tickets. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. It's going to be a good one. All right, back to the Pope. Let's see. Who's in the running? Within 15 to 20 days of his death, a conclave of the College of Cardinals will be convened within the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican, where he will hold a secret ballot vote to elect the next Pontifex Maximus of the Church. And I didn't make that up, Greg.
That's good.
You're thinking I'm trying to make it all Roman and stuff like that?
All accurate and everything?
Yeah. Pontifex Maximus. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
Yeah, so we know, look, Pope Francis, he was big into social justice issues, tolerance toward LGBTQ, climate change, which I don't get the role there. But anyway, mass migration, again, lives behind, you know, a big wall with lots of guards. I've been there. Yeah, people don't wander in and camp out. There's no tents in the Vatican property. Okay, but I can tell you, very well protected, very very well protected. So you don't, I just say, you know, preaching about migration and, you know, disobeying borders and things like that. Hey, just, okay, rest in peace. So, will the next pope be more similar or return to a more conservative nature? Luis Tagle, Cardinal Luis Tagle from the Philippines, is one of the top possibilities. 67-year-old Tagle would perhaps represent a continuity papacy, so he would be very much like, well, they referred to him as an Asian Pope Francis.
Okay.
And he would be the first pope from, Francis was the first one from South America, this would be the first Filipino. Yes. All right, so you got that. And you've got Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Italy. That's really going back to the roots, right?
Oh, man.
He's 70 years old. He has close ties with Francis, having served as his Secretary of State since 2013. International experience, 3 decades in the Holy See diplomatic service. He's expressed a conservative perspective on some social issues, including having described the passage of a gay marriage law in traditionally Catholic Ireland as a defeat for humanity.
Wow.
But he's come under criticism for backing a controversial deal with communist China that's supposedly similar to a deal with the communist government of Vietnam, in which the Pope is given a list of acceptable cardinal candidates by the CCP. What? What? What?
Yeah, they're what? Chiming in. How many Catholics are there?
3.1 billion. Wait, let me double check that.
No,
1.3 billion.
How many in China?
Oh.
Just asking.
I don't know.
Okay.
Most of them remain very quiet about it. No, yeah. Why would the CCP? What?
Why are they chiming in?
Yeah. Oh, what if Trump says, hey, I got a short list for you over here. I got some good guys,
right.
Man.
Yeah.
Like these New York, these guys for real. Anyway, you could go through the list. There's another one out of Hungary, Peter Erdo. I'm sure I'm destroying that name, but 72 years old. And he also represents one of the more conservative potential candidates. You've got Robert Serra out of Guinea, not to be confused with New Guinea.
Hmm. Is this Old Guinea?
You're familiar with New Guinea, right? Papua New Guinea?
Yes.
Where they eat more than potatoes?
Yes, they do. Just saying.
You know they got a terrible disease because of that.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. No, it's a joke. If you're going for the...
What's it called? What is it? Or do you remember? Doesn't matter.
It's a short name, and it would be unfamiliar to most people.
Right.
But basically, how do I say this while people are eating breakfast? Cannibalism is a ritualistic thing that they do there. And what happened was, if you get one person who is diseased in any way,
right,
what do you think naturally could happen if the others are consuming that person?
It spreads.
Well, apparently, it has to do with something in the brain. Mm-hmm. And they would get, like, Parkinson-like symptoms. They even called it at one time, like, the laughing death,
mm-hmm.
because they would get this uncomfortable, weird smile look.
Wow.
And it killed thousands of them.
Hmm.
And then Western medicine intervened and looked at it and finally figured out kind of the puzzle, what was going on there.
What eating your neighbors?
Well, it was the brain specifically. And the reason why I bring that up is because did they learn nothing from that lesson? Because it was just a few years later when something came out of the animal kingdom that frightened many of us. It was called mad cow disease.
Mm-hmm.
And what were they doing? Consuming.
Yep.
The brains and other parts of cows that had died,
yep.
as a supplement to their regular feed. So, you see...
lessons need to be learned, people.
Yeah, and what things eat before we eat them,
yes.
is important.
Yes.
Obviously. So, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, now go back to those Cheerios. Mm, good.
Yeah, extra sugar.
FAA investigating after an engine fire resulted in passengers on a Delta Airlines flight evacuating down emergency slides onto a tarmac at OIA, Orlando International Airport. The full Airbus A330 just departed its gate, getting ready to fly to Atlanta, when a fire was reported one of the two engines.
Can you imagine that? Literally, you've backed out of, you know, your gate, you're taxiing, and you look out the window and you're like, oh, the wing's on fire. This is not good.
Yeah, especially when you're flying into Hotlanta. Thank you very much. Everybody come out for the planer queue.
Yeah.
The barbecue.
That would be
scary. We only joke about it because absolutely nobody was injured in this whole thing. It turned out, you know, under control, et cetera. But
it's, if there's a good, it's good that whatever went wrong happened then and not like 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. To get a fire truck to come to your aid when you're at 30,000 feet.
Just not, doesn't
they
happen
can't do
often.
It.
No.
Do they have, I wonder, airborne tank? No, I guess the first matter of business would be bringing the plane down, right?
But it is an interesting thought.
You wouldn't go, I think we've got this fire under control. We need somebody with a hose. Because the reason I bring it up is, you ever seen the refueling? How they do that?
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
And it wouldn't have to be water. It could be whatever other. But then, is the plane going to fall? And if you got one engine going and the other's on fire. And,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, probably got to get that thing on the ground as soon as you can.
Yeah, that probably makes sense. I'm glad we figured this out together.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a process. Although, there is a story that you might have seen where a tanker did come in handy on a highway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, we'll share that with you coming up. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:16, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Happy, happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. Hey, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. It is going to be another gorgeous day. It's 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I've got your top stories lined up. Also, I want to remind you, you can play for a purpose at the 2025 Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open, presented by Papine Gives and Comfort Keepers. This is this coming weekend, the 26th and 27th, Trinity United Methodist Church and the 300 Club. And you ready to compete, to connect, change lives, and just have an awesome time? It's the third annual Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open, and they're trying to raise $50,000, and they've done it before. They can do it again, and it all goes to Alachua Habitat for Humanity via Papine Gives. And so it's an excellent cause. It's a good time. If you'd like to register, here it is, pickleballbrackets.com. And then when you look, you know, the subtitle will be the Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open. But if you find pickleballbrackets.com in Gainesville,
you'll find it.
You will find it.
It'll be fun.
And it'll be worth it. And it'll be a good time. So there you go. What else is going on? Your top story, flags will fly at half-mast until sunset of interment of the Pope. That by order of President Trump. You've got that going on. I told you about the Delta plane. Oh, caught fire in Orlando scary. On the tarmac. Getting ready to take off. It was headed for Atlanta, and that wouldn't have been good. All the passengers got off of it. Nobody was injured. Nobody was hurt. But just, you know, imagine because it's right there on the tarmac, so people are, like, looking out the window.
Oh, yeah,
you're getting ready to wave goodbye to maybe friends and family.
You're like, Mom!
And you're like, oh!
Your plane's on fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out the window.
Oof. All right. And, well, you've got the detractors of, Pete Hegseth coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're trying to undermine him. They want to get rid of him. They don't want him to have this position of power because he's the perfect person for the job. So he's going to get resentment and challenges by the entrenched folks at the Pentagon.
Yep.
Then you've got the players on the world stage. They do not want to see America's military be any better than it already is. And to make sure that everybody's focused on their mission, and he's going to do exactly that. So there's many forces working against him, I believe.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then, but, you know, more important than any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a lawmaker and, you know, maybe you have issues with, you know, homeless population. I think almost every state has at least some issues with that, right?
Oh, yeah, for
you've
sure.
got some high crime rates. You know, you're dealing with illegals, many of which are gang members. So I guess the cause du jour is to get on a plane and fly to El Salvador? Because that's what Democrats are doing.
Okay.
Four more Democrat lawmakers have traveled to El Salvador to advocate for the return of accused MS-13 gang member and alleged wife beater, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, following in the footsteps of Senator Chris Van Hoser out of Maryland. So now you've got Yasmin Ansari, Maxine Dexter, Maxwell Frost, and Robert Garcia, all Democrats and Congress folks. And apparently Robert Garcia, who is formerly an illegal immigrant himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Touchdown in the Latin American country on Monday to pressure the Trump administration to abide by a Supreme Court order to facilitate the return of Garcia.
I got a question.
Yes?
Put yourself in their shoes. Okay, you're bleeding heart liberal. That's fine. You go down there to whatever. How does that put any pressure? You're a Democrat, first off. You don't like Donald Trump. He's probably not a fan of you. Why do you think you going to another country is going to put pressure on him? He's probably glad to see you gone.
Yes and no, because when you're gone and the media follows you, it's like you're not really gone. In other words,
right.
it's all about the media. This is all for photo ops
and a
chance to make their little statements and to say how, you know, this guy didn't get due process. I mean, my understanding is ruled on by a court to be deported, and I believe a second judge under appeal said the same thing. They both said he was MS-13.
Right.
He was stopped at one point with a bunch of people in his car that they believe that was part of human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
Got a slap on the wrist then.
So you think he cares about what you and the media think? Really? It's Donald Trump here.
Well, okay, let me play devil's advocate on
this one. That's usually my role.
Bring him back. Go ahead and bring him back.
Okay.
And take him through whatever, you know, legal protocol that I guess would satisfy the Democrats.
Sure.
Here's the problem. I don't know that any protocol would necessarily satisfy them, because if they're being honest, people like Van Hoser, they don't want illegals to be pushed out of the country.
Right.
Criminals are not, apparently.
Yeah.
They really don't, and they want them to get, you know, all the same treatment and have all the same benefits that an American citizen does. That's just really at the heart of it.
I don't get that.
So you have to be careful when you cave into them a little bit. You give them an inch, they take a foot, and they'll never be satisfied. And that's what I think the deal is here. The other one is, and the president made this point, you can't do this for every single one who came across the border. He said you literally would be in court for 200 years if you were to process each one individually. They didn't go through the process when they came here. That's what makes them illegal. But now, all of a sudden, we should be held to that standard that, oh, no, you have to have due process. Mm-hmm. Well, due process is an American thing.
Yeah.
If you didn't go through due process to come in, like if you're a traveler, if you're a visitor, yeah, you should get a lot of the same rights. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, and it would just open a can and they'd say, okay, every individual trials. You couldn't do that. You couldn't afford it.
No.
And time wouldn't allow for it. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Jeff, good morning.
What about the left making friends with an assassination squad? Shouldn't we all be on the conservative side, be worried that the left is making friends with an assassination squad? What the hell is going on?
There's the question of the times.
There's a lot to take in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who says there haven't been things, deals, etc.? It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. Code word for Rock the Country tickets next on 97.3 The Sky. Woo! It's going to be another beauty. Enjoy, enjoy, my friends. And thank you for sharing your morning with the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy as well. It is 8:35, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. I want to give you that code word for your tickets. If you didn't get it yet, maybe you were driving, and that's good that you didn't. I'll give it to you now.
You're paying attention to driving.
Yes, paying attention, doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But we'd like you to be able to go to the show. You need to text STAR, STAR, text STAR to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets to Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, and more coming up May 9th and 10th in Ocala. Yep, it's going to be big.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, text STAR to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Senator Kennedy, and when I say that, you know I'm talking about the Republican from Louisiana.
Mm, he's a character.
Yes, he is.
He's
got
funny.
A little, you know, speech.
Draw.
Slows it down just a little bit, but the wit and the wisdom is very, very good. Yeah!
He's sharp.
Stinging.
Yes.
And so, Kristen Welker on the show she hosts on NBC, Meet the Press, she said, do you believe that President Trump is following the orders of the courts right now? Okay, that was a little exaggeration of how she sounds, but I'm close. He said, yes. And here, you listen to him. And I don't believe that President Trump will defy a federal judge. If he does, I'll call him out on it. I believe what I said in the clip. I love the rule of law. I love it like the devil loves sin. I think if we start not following a federal judicial order, we undermine the system entirely. That doesn't mean you can't criticize. You can criticize them. You can appeal them, but you cannot choose to not follow them. I haven't seen President Trump do that. If he does, I'll say very loudly and clearly that I think he's wrong.
Okay. Fair.
Welker's like, I don't know, but I'm satisfied with that, so let's do it this way.
Oh, no.
Let me ask you about something else. President Trump said this week he'd like to send what he called homegrown criminals, meaning U.S. citizens. Now, did he say U.S. citizens? I don't know, but she's going to apply meaning to it. Meaning U.S. citizens, sending them to foreign prisons like the one in El Salvador. Senator, do you think the law allows the President of the United States to send U.S. citizens to a foreign prison? No, ma'am. Nor does it, nor should it be considered appropriate or moral. We have our own laws. We have the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. We shouldn't send prisoners to foreign countries, in my judgment.
There you go.
Are you satisfied now, Ms. Welker? Yeah, no. Never be satisfied.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he told it the way it is.
He does that. Yeah.
And you can complain about rulings. But you have to work your way through the system. You can't just not follow it.
Right.
But it's just, again, amazing that the left so very concerned that You know, you wouldn't go against a court, especially like, say, a Supreme Court order. But yet, isn't that exactly what Joe Biden did as president to give people, you know, say your debts are paid off or whatever? Did he do that?
Yeah, the whole school loan thing. He just totally just kind of rephrased things and just ignored them, basically.
Yeah. I mean, how does that work?
And I don't believe I heard the left, you know, rising up and complaining about it at the time either.
No, not at all.
I missed that part.
This story, I think, is bigger than what it appears to be on the surface, and it's just my gut. But Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was robbed at a restaurant in D.C. over the Easter weekend. It was her purse that was taken. It wasn't like somebody stopped her with a gun. They actually just kind of brushed by her, grabbed the purse, and kept on going. The purse contained $3,000 in cash, her passport, her makeup bag, worth possibly more than $3,000, DHS access card, her apartment key, and other belongings. They were snatched from her table by a masked man. She was out with her family enjoying Easter festivities in the city when the suspect grabbed her bag and left the establishment. CNN reported that Secret Service officials identified the suspect as an unknown white man wearing a medical mask after they had looked at security footage. But my understanding is that Secret Service is assigned to protect the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Should have protected her purse, too.
Well, that's, and again, we'll get some version of the story, I'm sure, coming out, but it would be nice to know how did they miss that? If you could get that close, you could take possession. If you're that close, you could have done all kinds of things. It just doesn't make sense to me. Also, she had medication in there that was in there as well. A Secret Service investigation is ongoing. Yeah, I'd like to know the failures of security in that case. And I just have this gut feeling that there's more to it than this. I just don't believe it's just a random act. Just a random person whose bag just happened to be somewhat accessible to an ne'er-do-well who just happened to have a surgical mask on. Or they planned to rob somebody that night at the restaurant wearing their surgical mask, and then it just happened to be her that was the victim. All those are real possibilities, but my gut says something deeper, something more involved in this, and it's something that has to do with undermining her and her position. I think that all the cabinet members are going to be under attack in different ways. Again, some outwardly, and you'll hear about that. Some are going to be behind-the-scenes things, or they're going to seem like innocuous or accidental or something like that. But I think there is definitely more going on underneath. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who is I think he is definitely on the list of those who want to undermine the president. They want to get rid of him. And he responded to a report in the New York Times that he shared details of Yemen attacks in a second Signal group chat. The commander of Fort McCoy was relieved of duty. This is actually unrelated. Was relieved of duty after the U.S. Army base failed to install photos of President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on a wall that actually displays the chain of command. That's what you do. You fill the wall with who's above you.
Yeah.
Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez was suspended as garrison commander of Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. The suspension is not related to any misconduct, the U.S. Army Reserve Command said in a statement. We have no further details to provide at this time while this matter is under review. Okay, so you know they'll have an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently a new image was posted that these frames had been filled. In large letters, it says, we fixed it. Also, an investigation has begun to figure out exactly what happened. Yeah. And Ramirez assumed the garrison commander role in July of last year. She served as chief of reserve program, United States Army Intelligence Security Command in Virginia, and other roles in both the Army and Army Reserves. So, yeah, what was behind that? Is this just their little role that they play in the resistance? Is that what was taking place there? Okay. So we'll see what happens in the next chapter of As Pete Hegseth's World Turns. Ambassador Mike Huckabee formally presented his diplomatic credentials to Israeli President Herzog on Monday amid a warm welcome in a country that he has visited dozens of times since the early 1970s. And Herzog said, "Welcome home," noting that Huckabee has been a dear friend of Israel for many years already. Huckabee was humble in his remarks, explaining he had not campaigned for the job or approached Donald Trump about it until he received a phone call from the president-elect. He cracked a few jokes at his own expense, and it seemed like it was just a wonderful meeting. So, again, that is a great, great relationship that the president enjoys with the state of Israel.
Nice.
It's 8:44 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Jeffrey Meldon in the house. We're going to see what he is up to next, right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. .849 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Jeffrey Meldon in the house, meldonlaw.com. All the information you would ever need is on a great website there, buying Florida insurance. Very, very important Florida automobile insurance. And welcome, Jeffrey. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Fantastic. And happy anniversary, 23 years with Law Talk Live here on the Sky. Continuously. I mean, I only beat you here by a couple of months, I think. So congratulations, sir.
I know. I guess we're the two amigos.
Yes, we are. We're the franchise player for this year team.
Well, we have the longevity record, maybe.
Yeah, but we don't act like it, do we?
No way.
Just a couple of kids.
So Jeffrey Meldon, who is obviously a big supporter of the University of Florida, you know, basking in the afterglow of this national championship basketball season, these exciting games. I hope you brought like a cardiologist with you, because I mean these games were really a series of games that exciting, stringing them together. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Patricia, my wife, and I followed the team. I was in Nashville, and then Patricia and I went to San Francisco for 5 days. And hung out with the families of the team and got to meet a lot of the players we hadn't already known. Then we went over to San Antonio, and I mean, it was so exciting following these guys. And I'll tell you what really impressed me, getting to know the families. They had more character. The moms and dads were like, had their heads screwed on straight. They were smart. They were focused. And that's why we won a national championship.
Okay. Having kids that are coachable.
Absolutely.
And extremely talented. And you put that together and you have good leadership and a good coach. And voila, there you go. National championship. And did you really have the whole gang over at your house for a barbecue?
Yeah. For 4 days after the national championship, we had the whole team over our house for
wow.
A barbecue, and it was so much fun. Of course, you know, Oliver Ryu, you know, our 7'9", you know, center, was over. And it was so funny because the ceilings in our house are 8.5 feet, which is normally fine, right?
Right.
But it was close.
I saw a photo. I was like, wow, he is taller than everybody. It's not even close. So you enjoyed that. I can't even imagine how much those guys can eat because the energy expenditure plus the size of these guys and they've got to be able to put it away.
Hey, we had 120 rolls from Dragonfly. Then we had Adam's Ribs bringing in the barbecue. And, of course, Patricia's cooking the lasagna. So it was a good time was had by all.
My goodness, it sounds like it. And you also have good news related to your family. Jessica is coming back home to join the family business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Jessica's been a lawyer for 16 years now, and she's been in South Florida primarily, she was a deputy political director for the American Israel Lobby, AIPAC, and then she worked for 9 years as a director of major gifts for the Israeli Red Cross equivalent, Magen David Adom. And finally, she said, I think it's time to work for the family business. So,
wow. Is there going to be a little power struggle between her and Carrie? And which one's smarter?
Well, they're both very...
Wow, he went there. He went there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Bob, each one is unique and each one has different talents.
Good so far. Good answer.
Okay. I will tell you, Jessica's a little bit more like me. She loves the marketing. She loves getting out there and doing all that stuff. Carrie's like more of the hardcore trial lawyer guy, mm-hmm. Wants to pound every nail he sees,
Right, yeah. Wow, this is the family. You've got to be very, very proud, following in your footsteps and, putting together a business that's done so well over a long period of years. I mean, what a great, situation to be in and then have your kids be a major part. I mean, I know Carrie's been with you for a long time, but this has got to be neat. That's a blessing.
Yes, it's very exciting, Bob. And what a dream to have your two kids working while you travel around the world, have a good time, right?
Now, you're the guy that's going to be asking for spending money. And, hey, Carrie, you need to go into this account, wire me. Yep.
Yep.
And you know what? You worked your butt off, and you deserve every bit of it, and you should enjoy yourself. And I know I'm sure that's how your kids feel. They want you to do that as well.
Yeah, and I'm still very active in the office. However, having two of my children, my only two children, working in the office is exciting because they're both great. They bring a lot of talent to the law firm, and we're up to 45 people at Meldon Law.
So, kidding. Wow.
We're excited. We're growing, and we're having a good time doing it and serving people. Our results are just amazing. I'm so proud of our team.
Yeah. Your team, you're proud of your own team at Meldon Law, and you're proud of the Gator basketball team, obviously. That was just such a huge win. Now, I'll put you on the spot again. Can the football team follow suit? I don't mean national championship, but I mean, are they going to turn things around? It's like they were just a couple of pieces short here and there, What do you think?
What I'm hearing is the same thing a lot of y'all are hearing, is that there's a lot more talent on the team this year than last year. Last year, we improved quite a bit. I think that the Gators are going to be much better this year. I think they're going to be competitive. They have, of course, the toughest schedule in the country, right?
Yeah, they do.
So I'm not predicting how many wins or losses. I'm just saying the team's going to get better. And look, it's a privilege to be in the SEC and compete against the best.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. And then back to your business, MeldonLaw.com, MeldonLaw.com. You've got offices here, Ocala, so Gainesville, Ocala, and South Florida.
And
Lake City?
Lake City and Williston.
I didn't know. Is that a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one.
Welcome to Williston. All right. And thank you for the Gator socks, which are individually identified. They really are colored beautifully. Albert and Alberta.
Those are awesome.
How do you know which one's left and right?
Well, I put Albert on the right and Alberta on the left.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that then. Jeffrey, always a pleasure, my friend. Just keep living the good life, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you all for helping us grow.
9 o'clock stretch right around the corner on 97.3 The Sky.